Welcome back into Bullseye on the afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. Yours truly, Andy Bulbarts, joined alongside Matt Douglas. Hey, this weekend at Hilarities in downtown Cleveland, very funny man, comedian Steve Byrne going to be there. And, of course, next week on Showtime, you can see his new stand-up, Tell the Damn Joke. And Steve is with us right now. Steve, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you coming in, and boy, before we dive into the nuts and bolts of this, boy, you had a heck of a time getting into Cleveland today. Tell us about the excursion getting into Cleveland earlier this afternoon.
Well, it was like planes, trains, and automobiles, but it was just planes, planes, planes. So it was really just awful. But look, when you do this for 20 years, every now and then you do a weekend where things are just not going to work out, and that's definitely what happened this time. But hey, I made it. That's all I care about, you know?
Absolutely. You'll be there at Hilarities over the next few days. And well, let's begin with some of this new stand-up, Tell the Damn Joke. I was able to take a look at a preview of this a couple days ago. Lots of really funny stuff in here. One of the things that really stood out to me is one of your bits about what you say to people that cut in front of you in line, and how that kind of evolved from this little bit you did about being a social sheriff. And if you could kind of go in and tell that story about how you were able to get a free cupcake out of having a nice little altercation with someone that had a fast pass in Disneyland.
Yeah, I think when you're younger, you know, when you're 20 or, you know, in your teens and people cut in front of you in a line, you just don't say anything. But I think there's a frustration that comes to men of a certain age where you're like, I'm not putting up with this anymore. I'm saying something. Beat it, you know? So I think there's the confidence and the worldwideness to do that. Every now you're going to put yourself on the line, those things do backfire on you. And essentially, this took place at Disneyland, and a guy cut in front of me. But he created his own line, and then I learned that there's two lines. And so I called him out on something he was absolutely right to do, and I made a scene, and they gave me a free cupcake out of it. But the moral of the story is I'm now a season pass holder at Disneyland, so yeah.
Very good. Hey, Steve, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your documentaries. I had the opportunity to see 13 or Bust. I know you've got another one you're working on about the amazing Jonathan. What is it that makes you want to get that eye out there for people who are interested in the stand-up comedy routines?
Well, I think 13 or Bust, I must have been 28 before I moved to Los Angeles. So I spent a good 7 years in New York City. And that was like a typical evening for me. And I think so many comics at the time were doing like these little albums and stuff. And I was just like, you know, I'll just make a film about a night in the life of a New York comic. But then I thought, I'm not too far off from the record, which is 13 in one night. So why not just go for it and try to make that the pull of the documentary? And when we did it, I didn't think we'd make it because every night something wrong happens. That was the one night everything actually worked out perfectly. So I accomplished all 13, and it's on YouTube, and it's pretty fun to see like Bill Burr, and he's got hair, Robert Kelly when he was skinny, and he was still overweight, but he's skinny compared to what he is now. So it's kind of fun to look back at that little time capsule and see everybody. And I'm really proud of that.
What was kind of unique about it, Steve, I wanted to hit you on this too, is how serious you take. I think as comedians, people think you guys are having a good time, but you approach it as work, man. And I remember you're reflecting on a bit or the house. You didn't get maybe as many laughs as you had hoped out of something. And you're like, well, I got to put it past like a quarterback in a game and just move on to the next set.
Yeah. And by the way, nothing's changed. not getting the laughs. But yeah, I think anybody that does it, it does. Ultimately, you know, at first you're so swayed by thinking it's a competition. You're seeing people to your left or to your right bypassing you, and then you realize you're really just playing golf and you're just competing against yourself. So I've always been competitive by nature, and yet on top of that, I'm Asian, and that doesn't help either because you want to be better than everybody else.
comedian Steve Byrne, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You can catch Steve today through Saturday down at Hilarities in downtown Cleveland. You can also catch him on Showtime next week when he debuts his new stand-up, Tell the Damn Joke. One last little bit here on Tell the Damn Joke, and then we'll leave the rest to our folks listening to either go down to Hilarities and watch you this weekend or catch it when it comes out on Showtime next week. But you had an excellent bit. I just want you to elaborate on a little bit about the internet dating scene for guys and how that's kind of affected some of your friends. You know, I don't make it a habit of checking guys out on internet dating sites. That's not my thing. But just saying, there are some things out there that I know you see when you're looking at some of these pictures that some of your friends take when they go on these things, whether it's guys staring at themselves in a mirror, taking a selfie with the duck lips. Just wanted to give you a chance to kind of expand on that a little bit.
Well, I think it's not just like the dating apps and everything. I think if you do have a single guy friend, the profile picture becomes the advertisement. You know, it's laying out a bowl of milk for all the kitty cats, I guess, at the end of the day. And when you're friends and you're going on Facebook, it's like, I don't want to see you like shirtless in front of a Toyota Corolla doing Taekwondo, you know, showing off some body parts. It's like, if you want to take a picture of something sexy, a picture of a balanced checkbook with a lot of zeros in it. I think that's the bottom line. That's really what gets the girls going.
Yeah, it seems to make perfect sense. I had heard that and I thought, God, that seems like that would be comedy gold. There's no question about that. But that had to ask you about that because I think everybody's got a story about that. Everybody's got a story about a friend that's kind of into that scene. So definitely had to throw that your direction. One thing that stood out about you as well. Well, I didn't know this about you until reading on you yesterday. You're a Kent State grad. Well, yeah, I tell you what, that apparently goes over huge at this station. I'm surrounded by golden flashes here. What do you remember most, or what did you love most about your time at Kent State?
Well, I love the friendships I made. I think that's really what it is. It's being independent for the first time and getting to grow up and find your own identity with a group of other people going through the same experiences. So I've made lifelong friends. One of them is Ryan Dalton, who's performing with me this weekend. He went to Kent State as well, but the thing I think is funny is once you graduate Kent and you go off in the world, people are always like, so where did you go to school? And you're like, I'm like, oh, I went to school in Ohio. And they go, Ohio State? I'm like, no. They're like, OU? I'm like, no. They're like, Bowling Green? I'm like, no. They're like, DeVry? I'm like, keep going. They're like, University of Phoenix? I'm like, keep going. And then eventually they get to Kent State.
Steve, it seems like there's a lot of comedians who come out of Kent State, including yourself, Cappy. I know it was another one who came out of Kent State. I myself went to Kent State as well, but am nowhere near as funny as you guys. But I'm just curious, why do you think that is? Do you still get with those guys and talk about Kent? Do you stay close together out there on the circuit?
It's funny. I think when you're early on, but look, I had the pleasure of doing a USO tour with Drew Carey, and that was pretty unbelievable. Sure. And we got to catch up on Kent State. I believe Arsenio went to Kent State.
Yep.
And we talked, we talked a while ago at the Comedy Store when I first moved there. So there's a good group of guys, and John Caparillo, who's always at the Comedy Store, he went as well. So I think there is something in the water at Kent State, which is not a bad thing. But I think anybody that comes out of the Rust Belt has a good, just Midwestern sensibilities, and I think that relates to a lot more people than having the edge of like the East Coast or the laid backness of the West Coast comics.
Well, you also grew up in Pittsburgh. Now, don't worry. I'm not a Browns fan. I can't speak for everybody in this area, clearly, but I've got a lot of respect for the Steelers and all that they've done over the years. But one particular venue I want to talk to you about in Pittsburgh, and I'm assuming that you've been there a few times, is PNC Park. Wow, what a facility. I assume you're a Pirates fan, no?
Yeah, definitely a Pirates fan. But look, as somebody who went to school here in Ohio, I have a huge admiration, and I'm not saying this because I'm on the radio. Mm-hmm. I really, really was so happy that Cleveland finally got a championship, and I mean that with all sincerity. After spending so much time here and having so many friends here and just seeing what it potentially could have meant to the city, and then when it finally did happen, and I know you guys had one with the Calder Cup, but, you know, you want something on the big stage, and I'm so glad that LeBron came back and did it for the city because it really – you could feel it shift in the city, the mood, the time I came back after they had won, where it's like, wow, I don't know, people had a little pep in the step and they had something to be proud of, and I was really glad to see that.
Hey, we were pretty excited about that one too, Steve.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Wait, did we just have a guy that grew up in Pittsburgh congratulate Cleveland on an accomplishment in professional sports?
Wow. You actually did, yes.
Wow. Appreciate that. I like the hockey reference in there as well with the Calder Cup. I know you're a big Pens fan, Steve. You think they've got a chance to return to the Stanley Cup Finals this year?
Well, if we can stay healthy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, I think there's a lot for us to watch here. Now, see, we're a Blue Jackets affiliate, so you can see which end of the spectrum we're on here as well. But, you know, clearly, when you take a look at sports, I think there's certainly a lot of fun that you could have there. Does any of your comedy revolve around sports?
Maybe every now and then, the lack of the fact that I didn't achieve my goals in sports. maybe the fact that there was an Asian playing ice hockey instead of taking down stats. But yeah, I think for the most part, I just kind of leave that to the pros with that stuff, you know?
Hey, you know what? I found out a long time ago I had no business stepping out of the field, so I decided to get behind a microphone. I just felt like that was a much better fit, so I definitely understand where you're coming from there. Again, you can see Steve at Hilarities, downtown Cleveland, today, tomorrow, and you can also see him there on Saturday. And a new stand-up, Tell the Damn Joke, and that debuts a week from tomorrow, correct, on Showtime?
Yeah, next Friday, April 7th.
All righty. Well, we're certainly looking forward to it. Steve, we certainly appreciate you coming by here and giving us some of your time. Enjoy your stay here in Cleveland. And all I can say is I hope getting back home is going to be easier for you than it was getting here.
Absolutely. And I will say this, go Cavs.
Awesome. We can all nice. Get behind that. All right, Steve, thank all you very right. much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.
All right. That's Steve Byrne. He is going to be at Hilarities this weekend, today, tomorrow, Saturday. And again, don't forget to check out his new stand-up, Tell the Damn Joke. It debuts on Showtime 1 week from tomorrow. We need a break here on Bullseye in the Afternoon, but we're coming right back after this.